start with some halachas, deal with Megillah. Then we'll hear some questions that are really starting in Gadol, and we will hopefully have some time for Divrei HaGadol also. So we're going to try to go a little bit quicker than I generally do, but say get a little bit of those that want halacha, we get halacha, and those that want Gadol, you get Gadol too. Okay, the halacha says in Mechaber like this. Kaira always was wondering, is I'm going to hear the Megillah here to Shem tomorrow night. Is there a stand by Kriya Satira? We find that should stand by Kriya Satira. Kavanat Torah, is there any reason to stand by Kriya Samegillah when the Megillah is being read? So Mechaber says like this. Kaira Adam and Samegillah bein Aymer ben Yoshev, read the Megillah even sitting. So you can read it sitting, then the people listening should be able to sit too. Avaloi kare betibur yashin, the chazan, the balchair should not read it sitting in, because kavaratibur, you stand in front of the tibur, you wear a talis in front of the tibur, and the rest of the tibur is wearing a talis, and therefore it seems only because of kavaratibur. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you could sit when you read the Megillah, and you, when you make the bracha, you barach b'amida. The bracha should be b'amida. Every bracha that we make, we try to make it ba'amida. Says the Mishnah Berurah Baiter, Avaloi yikara, Ratzalayim, dim kara b'tibor. He said you have to read it ba'amida. And then he brings down the bir halacha. I'm bir halacha, shetzidanu. Here, amida is different than all over halacha. Normally in halacha, when you have to stand, you have to stand without leaning on anything. Here, the only standing is kavod ha'tibor. It's not a din kavod shemayim. It's only respectful for the tibor. Says the Mishnah Berurah and the chiddush of it that al yidei smicha I can lean on the standard. Sharilin, so if a balkayer wants to lean, he can lean, even though if you would remove the shtender, he would fall. So in halar halachas, that's considered leaning. When it comes to Megillah, it's considered as if you are reading the Megillah standing. It's only in kavod ha'tibur. So halach, again, it seems right now, so far, there's no reason to stand at all because the balkayer could sit, really could sit. And the Sharatian also discusses the concept of the shayman during the bracha, could they sit or not? So look at what number three says. I'm after shachal gam shema bracha. They should also stand. Kim in the etzar they shmiya. You should the shemei kan and tzrich. They also have to stand. But really, in halach, if they're sitting, how about the yaitzar? You, it goes. We're not going to. We've gone into that sugi numerous times. How far the shemei kan extend? But here you see that the bracha, everyone should be standing because the bakar is standing. Shemei kan can work for the actual kriya, but not for the same. Comes along the Kaf HaChaim says like this, what happens, so according to what we're saying, sit at home, if you want to read the Megillah at home, and you're not reading it in front of the team, but you're reading it for one person, sit. So, can make the bracha sitting too. If the Siyas HaMitzvah is, Kima that Siyas HaMitzvah came, a bracha can't be any better than the mitzvah itself, although we maybe find sometimes that would be. Then, if someone is reading sitting, he is a, and look what the mechab and bite are very, very important because someone, if the question came up, could someone in a wheelchair read the Megillah to, for a whole tzibur? Well, Dr. Kaf HaChaim, if the tzibur is much, if it's a bit in kavod ha'tzibur, then ratzu ha'tzibur look kol al kevoidam v'shayim. They could be mekel mashen ki kriyas ha'Torah. They can't be. You can't have someone in a wheelchair reading the Sefer Torah. Have someone in a wheelchair even for the whole shul. Someone is going to be not able to stand. The halach is again, you can sit. So far, there's no reason in the world here to be that you have to stand. During Megillah laning, you could sit, and only the only one who has to stand is the Valkyra. Comes with Tzipes of Frank, and he brings out some cipher, and they just on the halach itself, it's very hard to understand. If the Gemara says Kriyas HaMegillah is in place of Hallel, you have to stand. You're not allowed to sit and say Hallel. So why is it Sprechtig Sam Pfeiffer? It's in the Chubas. You look at number the heart, three pieces of Frank. Sheikh Salatza Medin, Shakriya Megillah, Sheikh Yeshiva. Hayeshkiyav Halal Bapur. The Gemara says, really, you should be saying Halal, but we don't say Halal because the Kriyusa Zuhilulu. And Halal, Halach is in Tachap Bez. You have to stand. So the Teretz, if we had a few minutes to just throw out different answers, I think you would say most of these answers. We find halal you can sit too sometimes. Pesach by night you sit and say the halal. What's the reason why we sit? I halal's b'amida. Because it's a tircha. You're standing, you're splitting up the halal over there. It's not just saying the halal. you're sitting for the rest of the Agada. So we're not matriach you when you're sitting to go ahead and stand. So we're not matriach you to stand twice. If you're standing once, okay, it's a stand. But here you stand. Then you have the meal. Then you have to stand again. So the halacha is that they were not matriach. Oh, so then here too, to stand for challah, for Megillah, which takes, let's say, 25 minutes to a half hour, that were, they were not matriach. So the same reason why halal, Pesach by night, you don't have to stand, can apply to Megillah too. And then there are other terutzim that are obvious terutzim also. Even though Megillah is in the place of halal, it doesn't have all the dinim of halal. It's not mamish halal. It's kriyusa zuhilula, but it's not meaning to say that it has to have the deen of halal. Balak alamaisa then, as you see from here, there's no reason to stand at all. You can sit by halal on Pesach, you can sit by the reading of the Megillah. If you want to stand because you want to stand, stand. There is no reason at all that a person should feel that kriyas atayra, you really should stand. And then by kriyas atayra, you should stand by the balkar's reading atayra. That's kavad atayra. From Megillah, we see that you're allowed to read the Megillah sitting, and the Balkari could read it sitting too. If not, for Kavadat Tzibur. And the Tzibur is Michael, so then you don't have to do it standing either. You could sit. Halacha, sit. Let's go weiter. One of the questions that, not really, I'm not speaking about myself over here, but can you be Mekayim the mitzvah of Shalach Manas with a Rav, a Rebbe, and someone that is, and Rumi spoke to me, but we spoke about this, what's called Re'eu yesterday. I remember when, it was probably not yesterday, whatever it was, but we spoke, what's the concept of Reyeu, right? What is the Reyeu? And we know it says, Mishlach Manash Ish L'Reyeu. So what if Reyeu generally is going to be, we're going to see a Maradik Sarsamas, but if Reyeu means my friend, so what is in the category of a friend? Can I be Yaitse, the mitzvah of Shalach Manas, with a person of status, not maybe it's position. I don't know about the person, but maybe of a person of status. So look at Gemara. That's why you need to be have a lot of siyata d'shmaya when you learn. We'll learn this Gemara here, but you wouldn't really think that this what the Gemara is trying to focus on about a Rebbe and a Talmud. It says the Gemara like this: Rava sent Shadal Gemara Bar Mar sent to Mari the son of Mar. The Arabaya, Molly Taska the Kisva, sent a certain type of a food, Molly Kasa Kimchad of China, more flour and honey. It's not the point when he sent him. The point is who is Rabba sending to? So again, let's read the words. Rabba sent to Mari, Bar Mar, and Abaya. Abaya is the Shliach for Rabba, and Rabba is sending to Mari Bar Mar. Who is Mari Bar Mar? Comes the Swasemis and says, Mari de Gavar. He says, the B'nai Shal Rabba Gufa Hayat, that Rabba is sending the Abaya Kare Lila Rabba Mar. Abaya calls Rebbe Mar. So if it says Mar over here, it has to be Abaya's Rebbe. Look what he says here. The Yesh Lechiach Mizeh, you have a Raya from over here. Da Seidru, if you want to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Reyeu with a Rav, or a father in this case, or his Rebbe, because they were both had to say it was his Rebbe. So he says, and he sends back. If you learn the Gemara there, so Rabba sends, and then Abaya brings back. So there's a back and forth over there. Rabba sends it through Abaya to his son, and then Abaya sends it back. If you want to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Reyeu with a Gadol, so the Gadol first has to send it to you, and then he shows you that he's your Reyeu, and then you could send it back to him. Rak, it's only so the Gadol sends it to you. He shows you your Reyeu, and then you could send it back to him. Why didn't Mari send his father first? So Rabba is sending to Mari, the son of Mar. Who's Mar? Rabba. In other words, Rabba and Mar is the same. Why was Rabbi Mar, and that's the father. That is Rabba. So Rabba is sending to his son, sending Shalach Manas to his son, Biyad in the hands of Abaya. And he sends back to his father, Rabba. You can see that a father can be Mekanetz of Shalach Manas to the son, or a Gadol to a Katan, however you want to look at this. But you first have to show that it is a Re'eu. The other Paiskin that were asked this question, it wouldn't come up because last year I did. I had to be Mekayim Shalach Manas.
I went to one of my rebbeim and I gave him shachmanis. He says, "Oh, you can't be mekamei mitzvah shachmanis because you're not my rei." That's what he told me. So I knew I was going to argue with him. So if you look at the Rabbi Yehuda Yala, very interesting. He asked the question. Then a stopping bedin in Talmud. He asked the question: can a Talmud send shachmanis to his Rabbi on Purim? Can he be yaitz or not? Do we say that reyeu ksiv mafzi? You're making your Rebbe into your friend, but he's not your friend. The Ramah says in Reish Ben Beis, you can't just come give shalom to your Rebbe. You have to know how to do it. So if he's not your reyeu, so he asked the Rabbi Yehuda Yala, Rabbi Yehuda Asad the question. Let's turn over the sheet number 6, and he brings a raya from the Gemara. There's a different Gemara also where you find the Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, a center of Oishia. So you see that the Rebbe shalach like kiyam to benayt. Oh, you a Mekayim, Mishlach Man, it's just a Re'eu. I read the Karelil Rabbein, Rabbi Yudin, see him, Shem Re'eu. He's calling him Re'eu. Chen Oitcham, Rabba Shadal, again, same Gemara. Shadal, he also brings that Chiddush. Rabba sent to Mari Barmar, Hadda Shadal, sent him back. Even though Rabba was the Melech, he looks at Rabba as the Melech, not as the Rebbe. Either way, La Lacha, you see that according to these Paiskim, you first have to turn them into a Re'eu. The Rebbe turns you into a Re'eu. You don't have a right to say, Rebbe, you're my Re'eu. But the Rebbe can go ahead and initiate and turn you into a Re'eu. But when you look at the other Paiskim, the Lahushe Mordechai, they all bring a Raya from other Gemaras. And it's really Pashit. In Halacha, we find the word Re'eu mentioned many, many other Psukim. And it means a Rebbe also. Let's see Lahushe Mordechai. Lahushe says like this, in Hilchas Kibbut Abayim, he wants to know, can a father and a son be mekayem to back it, to the father give the son or not? He brings in Rabbi Yehuda Asad, the Amar B'Shalzu, the Mashulei Rabbi Kireyu, and he brings many psukim that are Re'eu, even by a Rebbe, and therefore it's not a Zilzul Chas V'Shalom, and he brings a Pasuk in Mishlei. So if you want to see the Mar Mekayemus, you go through the whole tshuva. He ends off the last two lines in number 7, Al Kalpanel and Shleich Manish, Yeshlom HaMizeh, the aim, the monster of the Chsiv Re'eu, she was there, Ezer Dover Negra Kavod. When you give Shalach Manas, it's not a chisaron in giving Kavod. The Rebbe could be a Re'eu, the son could be a Re'eu. It's not a Zilzel. Re'eu is only.
The doesn't have to give first.
No, right, even though the Sosemis is Mashmi, yes. Sosemis is the Echisei, you're my Re'eu, you have a right to say Re'eu. But the other person don't seem to say that. They say that this is not a chisaron in your Re'eu.
Yeah, it's like a covenant. That's
it's a covenant, very good. And that's what he ends with, very good. That, if you look at number 8, says like you said, it says like this. In came Vade Gamish Leichman is Talmud L'Rabbi. He goes into Loi B'Fanov. See, he says another thing. Maybe don't give it to your Rebbe B'Fanov. If you send it through a Shliach, then it's not a Chisaron in Kavod. And then he also writes what you said. He says, when you give a Rebbe a present, you give it, you're being Makar Bikurin. It's a big mitzvah. Then with Darin Shal Rishus came Kavachayim and send him Shal Achman. It's Darin Shal Mitzvah. Have it tvei Odiv Talmud L'Rabbi. It's better. That's what you should even kind of mitzvah. The Talmud to the Rebbe. You're doing one mitzvah because you're giving the Rebbe shalach manis. You're doing the mitzvah of bikurim. That's what the Gemara says. When you give a present to a Rebbe, the Talmud Chacham, the Gemara says, it's kilu hikri bikurim. So here you got two mitzvahs. You have mishloach manis. And you also have the mitzvah of giving a Rebbe. Hayo v'sabim a mitzvah. They don't seem to say that. They don't go with, he happens to go, his whole shuv is, maybe don't give it to the Rebbe. Get someone else to give it to the Rebbe. Have a shliach give it to the Rebbe. That's for sure not a pagan bekavod. He's your Rebbe, so maybe it doesn't look like. But again, the other part, if you look at, I looked at the Trumas Hadeshen, Lekha Yoisha clearly writes on benign, but Tzarek says you need to. You have to send Manasker, Kol Shkein L'Rabbe. You for sure have to give Shalach Manas to your Rebbe. According to what he's saying, you're doing two mitzvahs. And once again, in the end of Rabbi Yehuda Yala, he brings a raya. It says, what's L'Reyacha? Rashi says, Reyacha is Hashem. So you can call Hashem Reyacha. For sure, you can call your Rebbe Reyacha too. Reyacha is only when it's going to be a chisaron and it's covered. So you could be Mekai Mishra Shalach Manas, which be the Svasemes. You should let them give it to you first, and then you should give it back. If you're Rabbi Yehuda Yala, you shouldn't do it b'fano. L'halacha, it seems that you can just go ahead and give it to your Rebbe. You can be Mekai Mitzam Shalach Manas by giving it to the Rebbe. One just there's a kasha here. That's a tzarechi in gadol. I'd love to hear what you have to say to this question, and then we'll go to some dibrei agada. There is a what was the question that came up? Number 10, very important question. Someone walks into Megillah, right? We stop whatever time Megillah is, and you miss the brachas, and now they're reading the Megillah. So someone walks in, mamish, 30 seconds late. Icha likriyas Megillah. What's better now? He missed the brachas. Should he go ahead and read the Megillah himself, Yechidus? Or he missed the brachas, big deal. So he missed the brachas. Let him just announce Broivam. So that's the question in number 10 in Chushul Kechemen. He come a few minutes late to Megillah. Not a few minutes, could be a minute. Im Yishma Broivam. Should I listen to the rest of the Megillah without the brachas? Or I should read it, Yechidus. Leader Yechidus. Go home and read yourself. So, but with brachas. You'll be able to make the brachas.
What happens if I have a Megillah, I make fast the brachas, and I catch up with us?
Very good. That's what we're going to do right now. So that might be an Eitzah. Let's see. That will be the Eitzah. That would be the way to go. So the Rabbi Yashiv says a chiddush. Very important. Rabbi Yashiv says, it's more important to read the Megillah with the brachas than to be part of the minyan. So if you miss the brachas, someone comes in late. Now, let's say Shmuel is because you're just going to read, you'll catch up, because you can catch up. But you missed the brachas, you didn't have the brachas. He said, Rabbi Yashiv says, it's more important to have brachas than have a minyan. Very good. That's what we're going to see. Let's make your own brachas. So therefore, go to the small print in number 10. Avon Yachal Levarich. If you can make the brachas yourself, the liquor of Mechumish Haskil. Read. Make the brachas. Read from Mechumish, the beginning of the Megillah, until you catch up. You can do that too, because the Bir Halacha says, even at the beginning, you can't read it by heart, but you can read from Mechumish. So make, or the other eight is, make the brachas, they're not prokim. You can make the brachas at some point. It doesn't have to be in the beginning of the Megillah. You need the brachas. Wait, bein afrakim, and then make the brachas. And the Rai is, it's not any worse. We spoke last week, it's not any worse than Birchas Kriyashma. If you be in Birchas Kriyashma, you're allowed to be mafsik between Yaitzar and Avaraba. You're allowed to be Shayom Ne'akovid. You can make the brachas. To tell you wives, if they come late and they miss the brachas because they walk in a minute late, they also can make the brachas. So you wait, the brachas, bein haprakim. They can make the brachas at that point, and it's not a problem. All right, where is my tzarchi in Gadol? Look at this halacha, look at me over there. I spoke yesterday that we read in Megillah Yadalf Yabez and Gimel. I'm a farth b'yach, yach to v'shara, v'enamayt to Megillah, and yach and have a Megillah. You can read it on Gimel, Yabez, Loi Brach. How does the Mishnah Berurah? Mishnah Berurah says, you need 10 people. If you're not reading the Megillah on Purim itself, but on Yadalf Yabez and Gimel, you're coming to the big city, you need 10 people. Okay, look at the Mishnah. This is the Tzarchi and Gadol. I've never, ever really spent too much time on this because it's you read the words and then you realize, you know what, there's something's wrong over there. There's a steer in the Mishnah Berurah. So if anybody can, once you have a steer in the Mishnah Berurah, it's our, Mishnah Berurah did not write anything without years of thought. If he wrote it, then there has to be some answer over there. We're going to read this together. If you have a teretz, I'd love to hear. But is it, there's a steer in the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says, on Yudalef, Yudbez, Yudgimel, on Yudalef, leave out Yudalef. You need a minion. Purim itself, you can read the Yechidus. Is it better with a minyan? Yeah, of course. You want to read, we said, Roivam. But the others, manim, you need to read with a minyan. Achen, you could use children to use for your minyan. The whole reason you need a minyan is Parsumei Nisa. I don't need a minyan because of Kaddish or Baruch Hu. I need a minyan because of Parsumei Nisa. Okay, use children. I don't care who's a part of my Parsumei Nisa. Whoever I'm being the Faras and the Nase with is Parsumei Nisa. Clearly, the Mishnah Berurah holds, you can use children to make your minyan. All right, let's go to number turn to the sheet, the next one. Megillah, Gemara says, like the halacha is, Megillah, we read on Yudal Tezav, try, as I mentioned, to have 10 people. You have Shabbat Sarah. If you can't find 10, read it for Yahweh. Fine. What happens? You're reading for women. Is that a minion or not? You're trying to find the minion. Says the Ramah, Yesh L'Stapik, we're not sure. If Nashim Itzar for not. So really, for someone to tell me they're going to go to a minion with women, because there's 10 women there, that's a minion. Mishnah Ramah says it's not so partial. So what does the Mishnah Berurah say? Here's my Mishnah Berurah that we're going to read together. That number 14, the after. If it's only Parsumei Nisa, Sagi, it's a Nashim. Maybe, but not sure. I am the Prima Gadim. It doesn't say anything about children. Masma the Sphirolay, the Tanim of Vaday, Amit, Star, from Asara. They can't be part of the 10. The Labanei Chiyuvin in them. Chiyuvirak mitam chinuch. Oh, Mishnah Berurah just tell me now that you can't have children. Didn't we just say before that you could have children to make a minion? Here he tells me you can't. He doesn't say this is tough for a tzaddik. And the other, you can't tell me that you have charot. This is one's in tough reish peches and one's in tough reish peches. In tough reish peches, just to repeat and then I'll listen to your answers. In tough reish peches, clearly Mishnah Berurah says, sagi biktanim, you could be yaitzah for suminis with children. And in tough reish tzaddik, he says, women, maybe. Tanim, for sure, they can't be mitzar for your persumei nisa. So if you have a teretz, I'd love to hear. Yeah, what's the difference? You have to come up with a difference. There has to be those that are going to try to answer the question are going to try to do something with that. What's the shot? If it's parsim and isa, so why over there does he say parsim and isa? You can't. You could use children on your alf. You basically you need 10 because of parsim and isa. And here he tells you you don't need you, children. Don't help you. No, not really. You can throw out terutzim also. One of the terutzim I don't understand what he's talking about. It's the opposite of what I would say. So if you want to see a terutz that I found the sefer, was going through a sefer that is in the back. He had some questions dealing with the amtaidim, and it happens to be that he does. Bring the question down. He's a Talmud of Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein, so he asked him the question, or he didn't ask. What to me is that I would have expected Rav Chaim Kanievsky to speak about this because I should have looked maybe there in Tafresh Peches what he says over there about this, but he doesn't. In this farm that I looked, it was the only teretz that I found is going to be a teretz which I believe makes sense. But I want to show you, we're going to read the Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein Saritz, and you'll tell me what you think. Ulai after, it's really an ulai, because it doesn't really have any substance. The Shaloi Bizmanoi, when you're reading the Megillah on your Alfie, Bezid Gimel, the Baya Sara, you know why you need 10? Because you shouldn't think, the people shouldn't think you're reading it out of a Chumash. Be'ir like Parat Zeh, Boy Sayyam, so I'm reading Megillah on that day. Okay, when you have 10 people, it's a raya that I'm doing it, L'shem Mitzvahs Kriyas HaMegillah. Oh, then Ketarim help too. Ashenkin and Yudalit and Tezvav. Everybody knows that I'm reading the Megillah today, and I don't need any raya that it's a Megillah. Oh, I need 10. So for that, children don't work. It's like he's telling me that when I'm, why do I need a minion on Yudalit, Yubezid, Gimel? Only because the world is going to think that I'm not reading Megillah. I don't know why they would think like that anyway. Why would they think that? They think you're reading Stav. They think you stop reading, you read, oh, the Chacham Eda Takana, Yudalit, Yubezid, Gimel, Yudalit, you can read. So for that, the children help? Maybe I'm learning with the children Chumash. I don't know, learning Megillah. We go in school, we learn with the children. But what's the rat? So the whole reason why their children work, because it's a different din. But let's be honest, that's not Parsum and Issa then. That's Islam. You don't want, Parsum and Issa, the way I define Parsum and Issa is you want to be Mepharis and Menes with more people, it's a Parsum and Issa. You're telling me that the only reason why you need, it's not because of Parsum and Issa, you're only doing this because people shouldn't think I'm reading out of a Chumash. Islam is like, what is Megillah? So I have 10 people together, they don't think so. The Torah to me is the
two different things of reading the Megillah. One is Parsum and Issa, one is being the Yotz in the Megillah. But Parsum and Issa is fine.
Parsum and Issa.
It's
not Parsum and Issa. So for Parsum and Issa, it's fine. But for being the Yotz in the Kriyas and Megillah,
he uses the same word. He says, because of Parsum and Issa, so you're telling me that this comes with Yisrael Zivich and says Parsum and Issa is a different type for Parsum and Issa. That's not Parsum and Issa. He's telling me that people shouldn't think that you're reading from a Chumash. Some that you're just reading during the week. You're reading because you're preparing the Megillah. They should know that, no, it's...
Well, why is there a chiyuv to read the Megillah? What's the chiyuv of reading the Megillah?
They all need. They just don't come to the big cities. So they read it all in bed.
Before they... What's the
chiyuv of reading the Megillah? Mordechai Nesser said we have to read the Megillah.
For what reason?
Be Mepharis in the Nes. So we have to be Mepharis in the Nes. So he's... You're saying that you're going to think that you're not preparing... Well, you're just reading it out of a Tanakh. I don't know why you would think like that anyway.
But the prime, if you look at the, here it says, the kibbutz asar, the shalem is man of the in and yud, right? So that, well, but here it says, tzarech lach asar, when it comes to your dal as well. Seems to be that the need for 10 is a different need.
Right.
On
we're definitely going to need to say something along those lines that there's a difference.
You can read yourself if you have. You know,
your
yotze
without
why? Why? So why do I need the
10
on the?
Why do I need the 10 on your Yeralvan base? What's the reason there? There, I'm letting.
Obviously, a different. I don't know the.
Different.
It
has to be a different.
It's gonna have to be a different. I mean, that's what you have to say. So one of the Yeralvan that I try to see the answer. Is on the next one, and if you look at the Dirshu brings down from Avayel Shtaim in the question, but this Teretz a little bit, also it's very brief what he answers. I hear what he's saying. Avayel Shtaim says that the whole, this is maybe what Olam is tiny, that the Yirah Yudez and Yud Gimel is not, there's no mitzvah to read. The Chacham said we want some type of a Parsum and Issa. So the Takanos Chacham, Yirah, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel, is only Parsumei Nisa. Oh, it's Parsumei Nisa, so children can help for that too. But when you get into the man reading the Megillah, so there the Chachamim want you to read the Megillah, not out. Yeah, Parsumei Nisa is after we have a mitzvah, it's also Parsumei Nisa. But what? There's a mitzvah to read the Megillah. But that did Kriya, you need a Bar Chiyuva. Kintana Manam Mitzar from then. So in Hanami, the reading of the Megillah Yahweh is only because of Parsumei Nisa. It's not me din Kriya. It's a little hard to understand that because the Rachachamim did say, they learned out of a psukim. When you learn the Gemara Megillah, Yeralf Yibayz and Gimel was a part of the original Takana. They originally made a Takana, then they changed the Takana. What makes more said, just to maybe expand a little
maybe
bit more,
the other day was Parsumei Nisa wasn't to read the Megillah. Also to read the Megillah.
I mean, it's more maybe what you're saying, Fry. It's when you're reading on Yeralf Yibayz and Gimel, it's the Takana, we're trying to make it easier on them, right?
Yeah.
We're making it easier on them, so we're going to make it easier on them, totally make it easier on them. So we're going to say, you can use children. We're trying to make it easier. They don't have a minion. They have to come to the big city. Where are you getting all these people? Where are you getting a minion in the big city? I know the villagers would come. So in the original Takana, they said, let's just at least try to mimic as best as we can the Iker Din Kriya. The Iker Din Kriya is 10 because of Parsumei Nisa with Bar Chiyuva. But we're trying to be easier on you. We're being easier on you. So let's just try as best as we can to do it as they would do it on your Dalit. So you can use Kitanim for that too. That's the teretz that, to me, of all the I didn't see too many teretzim.
But
three.
Then do you have to learn the Megillah again?
No, you don't need to.
Because
you're yait, the Rabbanans. Oh, the Rabbanans said you're yait already. Part of the Ikrit Takana is
that. Where he says that there's an Indian that the city has a minion. Right,
city has a minion, right.
So
you don't have a city on the minion.
But that's only on Yudel as well. It's only Yudel as well. We have this requirement for a minion.
Right, so that's maybe what I was saying. There's a Chiyuv Kriya with a minion. You need a minion.
That's like a shul.
But the only thing is the Mishabura is saying, then, right, so the Rabbanan said, you need a minion. And then, okay, we should have Parsumei Nisa.
That's
Halacha L'maaseh, then, it's important is that, you know, when we go, if someone is going to be a part of one of these minyanim that are women, it's not a minion. So you don't have any other choice. You'll read with their reading for the women, so you can be a part of that. But they're not. If there's an inyan, the way we're learning now, there's an ikar din of having a minyan, and that was the takana when you're reading the Megillah. It's not an eight. Yes, people that can't come to shul, it's okay. You know, we spoke to our Tala members. I spoke to them if they miss it, they want to go to another minyan where they're reading for women, so they don't have an eitzah, so they can do that. But really, speak to them about it today. But the ikar is that there should be a minion. You have to be a part of a minion of men, and women is tzarachim.
Maybe there's a minion, just like by Kriya Sefer, it's Kriya Vatibur, right? So maybe just...
No, but you see over here, it's
like
really 10. Because you see at the end, you don't need 10. You see at the end, you don't need. It's like, okay, Kriya Sefer needs 10. There's no 8.
You need, but that's for the leaning itself, you need 10. But if you're doing it in the city, you're doing it around. So there's no chiv. It's not the.
Very good. So that's what we're going to say. There was no chiv. I'll go to some Divrei Agada, turn over the sheet. This way you'll have the psukim and you can say some Divrei Torah over. Yesterday. I'm sorry?
That's why you need the children.
No, because it's not going into chiv. It's about me. I need Parsumei Nisa. So I need to do it in a way. Parsumei Nisa. I don't even know if the children are being able to make guilt. I don't want to go. Children don't even need the Megillah. We need 10 people there. Just the Megillah be read in 10. They're going to, the children can get it another time. You know, well, okay, we need you for a minion. It's like, okay, so we spoke yesterday. On Parashas Mishal. Yesterday, Avrami said a Dvar Torah over with the Chatzi HaMalchus, and he spoke about the Machshav and the Maisa. Today, we're going to learn a Chsam Sefer. Maridik Chsam Sefer with the same Gematria that was mentioned yesterday, but with a different twist. Whenever we find Amalek mentioned in the Torah, it's always with the word machar. So let's go Parshas B'Shalach. Yeah, we're going to read it on Purim on Tuesday, Mitzvah Shabbat. But yeah, we're going to show. B'chal anu anash, let's say Elohim Amalek, machar. We're going to, there is a focus on this machar. Tomorrow, Anoichi Nitzav HaRashah, Yivim Atil Kim Yadim. When, let's go to the next time that we find Amalek. We find David HaMelech, V'yakim David Me'anesh V'Re'erev, Lim Machra Asam. What's the machrasam? Why is that necessary over it? That word. Even Megillas Esther. Esther says right away, come to the party today. And then and the Melech says to Esther, and Esther says, Machar. I want you to come. I want to come back tomorrow. Why did she need that tomorrow for? Why is it so necessary, this Machar? the Bali Musar all say that Amalek's whole their what's their goal is that we pasal. We have reason mitzvahs. We have an opportunity to just do it. Mitzvah baliyot chal tachmitzenu. Amalek doesn't want us to take your time, relax. It's okay. Come late. Don't have to be on time. So there, when you look at the svarim that focus on Amalek, their whole goal is machar, and that's why. What do? We got to get rid of that. We're mach. We take the first two letters of machar. We're going to erase. We're going to destroy the concept of machar. What's the what is S? Whenever you find Melech, this is what I'm telling you is a some sefer. Whenever you find Melech in the Megillah, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what's Esther's bakasha? Esther's bakasha is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm davening that we as a Klal Yisrael should not have that Yetzahara of the Machar. We want to get rid of the Yetzahara of Amalek. You need a tefillah. We always need davening tefillah to help us in our bakasha. So Hashem says, I will answer. So the Vayaru Moshe Yeshua, B'char Lanu Anashim, Yitzayi Lachim Amalek, Machar. What's the battle about? The battle's about Machar. We're fighting about postponement. Let's not postpone. Let's get things done right away. David HaMelech's the same thing. We're fighting about the Machar. So Esther wants to fight the Machar, so she invites him to a party at Machar. What does Hashem say? I'll give you what you want, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What was your Bakasha? Your bakasha is chatzia malchus, because what's malchus? We said yesterday 496. What's machar? Machar is 248. So chatzia of malchus is machar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to help you get rid of the machar, b'seyos, and this way you'll be able to accomplish the goal, which is to get rid of the machar. And that explains why did Esther and Mordechai feel the need to have the Klal Yisrael fast 3 days in a row, right when the Gzeira happens, and they don't end up having to say there at night. The Gzeira was on your Gimel Nisa, and they fast, Yidal Tezvav Tezayim. So those 3 days they're fasting, why don't they wait till after Pesach to fast? But if we're fighting Amalek, we're fighting Haman, we can't wait. Right now, this is what we're showing the Klal Yisrael, and that's why Esther decides that we're going to go in right away, because we're not going to wait for for even a day or even a few days. All right, we go weiter over there. Myron Dikabshat, we're going to see over here with the Mela, a king. You usually don't offer a king money. I mean, that would be pretty chutzpah to say to the king, listen, you know what, I'll give you money. The king has all the money in the world. Comes Haman over there, what does Haman say? Haman says, you know what, I'll give you money and let's destroy the Jewish people. Let's see. I'll give it to the Ginti HaMelech. But what are you giving the king money for? Imagine you're going to go to the president and say, "No, I'm going to give you money. Please kill out the Jews." You have to go give the king money. What's the money mean to him anyway? The king has all the oitz. Achashverosh had everything from the Beis HaMikdash. He had all the Jews. Whatever the oitz was, if you look at the Vilna Gaon, every day he took out. The amount of money that you look at the Mayan Lai is that Achashverosh had, he was massive wealth. The Vilna Gaon goes through all his wealth, and that's why it took him to show his wealth 180 days. Because every day he took out six, he goes through all the Eitzris. So it's we see this in the world today. There's a Gemara, and how do you get away with trying to show that you hate Jews, but you're trying to show you don't really hate them? So This is the Gemara. I'm just reading you Gemara Maseches Gittin. The Gemara Maseches Gittin says it was very common that the Goyim, to cover up their hatred for the Jews, they would say, listen, if you kill a Jew, you have to pay $400, whatever it was, or let's just use a number, $400 for killing a Jew. We give you permission to kill the Jew, but we're giving you a fine. That's what the Gemara says, by the Gemara by Sikrikan. It was such a concept. You give the money, you can kill Jews. You just have to give a fine. So in some ways, we're not so okay. It's not like we're going to kill you. You can kill Jews if you want. That's what the Gemara says. So I saw in one of the, Reb Shlaima Eger, Rabbi Akiva Eger's son, says this is what happened here. Haman is not going to give Achashverosh money. He has all the money in the world. Haman is saying that you, Achashverosh, should go ahead and say, whoever kills a Jew, you're going to have to give a fine. But this way, people will see, it's not the end of the world to kill Jews. And then you'll make them. I'm not giving you the money. Haman's not going to give the money because that's a chutzpah. You give money to the king. You're going to make more money. The way you're going to make money is come out with such a decree like the Gemara says in Gittin. And if you look at the Lashon of the Pasuk, that's what he seems to be saying. Reb Shlaima Eger says, Baseres alafim, because he says eshkol. What's eshkol? Eshkol yidei oisa hamalacha. What's eshkol? It's beautiful now. Oisa hamalacha, the ones who go kill the Jews. The ones who kill the Jews are going to have to give a fine. And then lahavi al ginzei hamelach. And then they themselves will give it to the melach. So that was his whole plan, showing that Yomer HaMelech, look what he says, because what does the king say? Bahaman, you're right. You know what? You could take the money. When HaKesef Nasalach, he didn't give him the money yet. That's what the Rabbi Shlomo Eger says. Take the money. The money is yours. It's not yours. I never accepted it. But according to what we're saying, all that money that you're going to, all that money that I'm going to make from all the funds, you can keep that money. It should go to you.
Like a show that Hashemesh hated the Jews more than
very good, and that's just showing that was the whole way to kill the Jews. Because how do you go ahead and make a decree just kill the Jews? And no, the world. Listen, we have a crazy world today. How crazy could it be that a king's going to come out and just kill everybody? Oh, I'm not okay with killing, but you're fine. You don't go to jail. That's what he says. We go weiter over there. We spoke about the last week how Haman. Is told by Achashverosh to come to Mordechai. Let's learn the Gemara Megillah Daf Chazayin Amud Al. Also, Haman now has to take Mordechai through the streets. Yosef Kamayu, and he's sitting there. He waits. Ad the Solik Marcus. I spoke about this last week. Shabbos. You see that he had covered Atfila. You gotta wait till Mordechai finishes davening. Amalu, and then after he finishes davening, he says, "Before you were davening, Bemaya, what were you doing?" I'm away. So he said, "Bismatch v'zvichkayim on the manad of mincha." It was Pesach, so we're learning about the ayin. Amalu asi moly comes to kimcha d'chu b'dachi asar alfi kikakasadi. Your limud atayra of the ayin is pushing away my kisses. So I said last week that he had covered atayra, but I saw another meridik of shad over here of why was this the reason that brought Mordechai and Klal Yisrael to the salvation. What happened by Sudas of Achashverosh? Achashverosh, he took out all the utensils of the Beis HaMikdash, and there was wine, and there was a tremendous amount of lack of wanting the Beis HaMikdash to be real. You went to a party where Achashverosh is using everything that he amassed from the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, I saw from Rabbi Shmuel Yaakov Bernstein, he says that just looking at all the psukim, he says v'chelim v'chelim shayinim, and they're a part of that. So that means they're not. It doesn't bother them that there's no Beis HaMikdash. So how do you go ahead and show that no, we're concerned about the Beis HaMikdash? So when Haman sees that we don't care about the Beis HaMikdash, oh, so then I can kill the Beis HaMikdash, because the goal is Beis HaMikdash, like we said yesterday. Yeah, for what happened when Haman sees that Mordechai is learning about all the mitzvahs of the Omer, all the Beis. So you are looking for the Beis HaMikdash. Looking for the Beis HaMikdash, then Haman knew that was, he did not have any opportunity here to destroy the Bnei Yisrael. I saw Meredik of Pshat from the Baba Vareva in Megillus Esther, Perek Vav Pasuk Yud Gimel, where he says, let's read the Pasuk over here. So what does Haman do? Haman comes back, he says, V'Hamar Loi, V'Zeim Yizera Yehudi Mordechai, Ashech Yilois Elimpa Lefanov, Leisuch Loi Kinafal Tifal Lefanov. Why in Zeresh and Haman, what does it have to do with Yehudim that they say in Mizera Yehudim? What do you mean? They knew who they were. They knew who they were. They're the Jews. That's what Mordechai, or Imizera, you always bother me. Imizera Yehudim? Well, you know that Imizera Yehudim. You know, Ish Yehudi, Mordechai is a Yehudi. Esther is from Yehudi, whether they're from Binyamin, or that's not the point. The Jews. So what does it mean, Imizera HaYehudim? So Shlomo Mibov says, Maradika. But what do we just learn in the Gemara? Who is Mordechai learning with? He's learning with the children. Oh, he's learning with the children, says the Baba Vareva, Tinaikesh of Esrabon, Kol Yaakov, there's no Kayach de Deesav. Kol Yaakov is the Bnei Yeshiva, those that are learning Yeshiva, says Haman and Zeresh. Oh, Imizera! If it's the children that are learning Torah, if it's the children of Yehudim, then we don't have a chance. Tinaikesh of Esrabon knew they were Yehudim. But now I see that the children during this time are in Yeshiva. Where would the children be now? They would be out in the streets because there's no yeshiva. They're fasting. Where are the children? They're learning. Oh, the children are learning even times that they shouldn't be learning. How important it is that on Purim itself, to learn a little without children, because it's the whole reason, and that's why the whole Purim is focusing on the children here. We give the Shalach Mana, says the children bring the Shalach Mana. We take them to wherever they want to go. They have the masks and the costumes, all for the children, because they're the ones that Haman realized that, oh, if it's a Zera of the Yehudim, then there's no chance that we are going to be able to be successful to defeat the Bnei Yisrael. And therefore, that's what the Zera Yehudim is. And that's really the end of the Megillah also, the last word, and that's really late, but there's more Dibre Agada, we'll see when we'll have other time to say it. But if you just look at the last word of the Agada, I'm up to Agada, she'll pace it ready. But if you look at the last word in the Megillah, the last word in the Megillah is Zara. It's all about our children. The Megillah had to end with that word. The feet above the earth is beautiful. Because let's remember that Iker is the end. It's called Zara. It's our children. Focus is on being Mechanech, our children, teaching them how to, what a Purim is all about, teaching them about what Purim means to us, not the wine, it's not the money, it's all about Torah. Learn what our Torah, we zeichem yitz Hashem, once again, tonight Yeshev Yisra'abun will help us to the final Yeshua and Yeshua.